Welcome back. It's episode 276 of the Mass Life Podcast. I'm Samantha, your host for this week's episode. This week, we're continuing our animated movies list and moving on to Pixar movies. So we're going to see which ones are Mouse Life favorites and which ones are a no-go for us. As always, I have with me Shelby.
Hello.
Jeff.
Hello.
And John with me.
Yep.
Okay. So just a... Hold on. Sorry. I have to click on this. Pixar. Do we have news?
Yeah, we have the
one we talked about. My bad. News.
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah, let's do news.
Tiana's Bayou Adventure is going to open at the Magic Kingdom this summer of 2024. And they showed her very beautiful animatronic, which looks incredible.
Oh, she's so pretty.
And I saw a Mama Odie one, but I don't know if that was real or not.
No, yeah, it's in the... She's in the back in the photo. You could also see Eudora behind her as well in the video.
Yeah. Oprah.
What? Is Oprah in there?
Oprah voiced Eudora, her mom.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In the movie, that was Oprah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're saying
water dogs been eating one of my hard drives.
Water and boats running today.
Yep. The next step is because the boats are running in the water. Obviously, the water's been running like every day for like the last week. And they've been testing boats like on and off like every other day or so, it seems. But the next thing is like putting sandbags and dummies down the.
That was fun.
There's rumor has it anywhere between. They're saying anywhere between Memorial Day and like the 4th of July.
I think it's going to be open. I'm leaning towards earlier. Actually, going to lean towards it.
If they've not changed the track, they shouldn't have to send dummies down it.
Because
take an intern and shove them down that thing. They're expendable.
Right? It's only water.
It's only water. Yeah. I think they did that anytime. Like, even when, like, Splash was down, they would always, you know, test just to make sure it's safe.
They have no sense of adventure.
Nope. Definitely not when they built the Tower of Terror, people. The elevator, and just let's go. There were no dummies involved in that building design. Mm-mm. I saw that on Disney Plus. So they redoing. I think they're done. I'm gonna say they're done. The cabins at Fort Wilderness.
They're not done.
They're not done.
No.
Okay. So annual pass holders can start booking reservations on March 20th, and all other guests can start booking them on March 21st. And the first loop of cabins will open on July 1st of 2024, with additional loops opening throughout the year. Oh, so, okay. So they're going to have only a select number available for reservations when they open up.
Well, that makes sense.
Grumpy today. I apologize in advance.
And it's going to be on the lower end of, I think it's going to be like on the lower end of DVC, like price point and everything from what I was looking at.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
It's Fort Wilderness.
At this point, just make everything a DVC resort, right, for the love of God.
Let's go. I'll buy in a pop century. Right.
So,
can you rent them if you're not DVC and not renting points?
Yes.
If
they're available, yes.
Yeah. So usually what happens when they're cash... rooms that are DVC that become cash rooms are usually released after the 6-month mark. So if you're going to travel in June, you usually can't book until like January, because it gives them time to sell the rooms through DVC.
Okay, but 6 months is not right.
Right. And then throughout that period, rooms will become available for cash depending on what's going on.
Okay.
So yeah.
Look,
they're almost done with. I think. Well, they've been doing a lot of like repainting the buildings in England. I think that's almost done. People were mad about the tea shop being painted. It looks ugly, apparently. I don't know.
Angry about paint?
Yeah.
Color?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You heard that correct.
I think you cut out, John, or at least my head.
Okay. Tea shop painted. I'm Googling it. Oh, yeah, there you
were go. They mad that it looked ugly while it was being done, or that the new paint color is ugly?
I think the new paint color.
Mm.
It's yellow. What? I hate people. What? I'm sorry. Is that, what? I don't understand. It looks fine. I mean, maybe, I don't know. It's said in the article. I mean, this is WW News Today.
I missed it. My mic or my headphones cut out. What happened?
They painted the tea facade, the tea shop facade in Epcot in the UK pavilion, and people are ticked off. Oh
my God. That's, you know, we're taking it too far.
Aqua blue set of doors. The frame around the nearby windows is a new shade of teal blue. Okay. It was previously light tan or brown. Well, the other two buildings are light tan and brown that surround it. So it's nice that it now has a little pop. Can people be like, oh, that's a tea shop?
What?
People are resistant to change.
But that's paint! It's like those stinking people that go in the freaking House Hunters and they're like, they go, they complain about it. And like, that's true. You can change that. That's trivial. You're good. That chair's not staying there, people. Slow your roll.
Yeah, that's a little.
We'll really complain about anything. Anything.
Mm-hmm. Too much. Too much.
There's also some kind of construction going. I was going to say, oh, go on.
Go, John.
I was going to say, there's also some kind of land clearing construction going on next to Guardians, and I don't know what it's for.
Ooh, interesting.
Oh, snap Guardians next.
Right? Margarita stand.
Margarita stand.
That would not go with the theming.
It might.
Galaxy margarita. They can make it like neon colors or something.
Get yellow.
It'd be yellow.
We'll be ticked.
Then all the topiaries are showing up for flower.
Yes,
garden.
Have you seen? Okay, have you seen the Goofy one?
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
How is that? He's bent at like it's like Stranger Things. Is he upside down? Like he's bent at this weird angle.
He's like, he's blowing a dandelion.
But at like a 90 degree angle. Like anybody else would fall on their face. I know he's not real. I know there's flowers and stuff. But I'm just saying, if he was, he would be, it's not like a yoga pose. Like he would be down.
You're talking
like,
about Goofy. Goofy doesn't do normal
and
things.
And he's a cartoon.
Goofy doesn't do normal things.
But it's weird. And I saw people giving crap. Because Maribel was, I'm going to call it foam, but that's not right. Maybe that's right.
What?
She was the green, you know, and that stuff's hard to, like, cut and stuff. Not, is it foam? Like, she looked gorgeous.
They stick the flowers in.
Yeah. And she just looked absolutely fantastic. I mean, my goodness. Like, I'm like, yeah, can you do that, people? Then don't complain. Like,
we forgot the most important news topic of the day. Baby Cora made her debut on the Savannah.
I know she did. How freaking cute is she?
And there's not going to be one, but two more baby elephants born next year.
Baby's
They've been busy.
Too. She's so freaking cute.
We have been busy.
Cora's a cute name.
That's what we need. We need that season of Animal Kingdom because I feel like the last season was all death. Like, let's do that. Let's do the births of the babies. Bring on the babies.
We need a baby one.
Yes.
Well,
I hope there's
season,
a new season of that.
Well, the first season, that's all they did was they showed all the animals having you know what.
And the nobody knows it too.
Speaking of that, has the stingray had its baby?
Oh. Not that I know of. I checked right before we got on.
Oh, the baby shark?
I got on again. Or
the shark ray?
Or it could have not manifested. Once again, oh my God. So earlier this week, I opened up my car door.
Could be the ray
and
Messiah.
Hit myself in the head, and I swear to God, I had a concussion. Yeah, it could be like a totally
ray Messiah
on my forehead.
Yeah.
It could be a
Jesus
yeah, she
ray.
Could have just created it like the frogs do.
Yeah.
In Amazon. Yeah.
Rays don't do that.
Yeah.
It's Jesus it Ray. It does that.
It's Jesus Ray. Jesus Ray. Yes.
Oh, that's I'm trying to find somewhere to have it. There's no room in the reef.
There's no it's a whole. There's your children's book.
Right?
Totally a children's book. Big picture book.
That'd be great. We have like three wise octopuses come to visit. It'd be awesome.
Because they are the smartest things down there.
Right? Oh, we're on to something.
We're on to something.
If this comes out with giant teeth, then all bets are off.
Yeah, right. Little drummer seekers.
Be like, nom, nom, nom. My money's on Truckee.
Oh, this'd be great. Yeah, I'm very, yeah. But they said within 2 weeks or something.
Where is it?
Or something.
It's in Pennsylvania somewhere, right?
It's in North Carolina
somewhere. It was in North Carolina somewhere.
I thought Sting would be up to, yeah, Charlotte.
Charlotte. Oh. So send John down. Look at it. Play drums in front of it. It'd be great.
Is it right?
My headphones are struggling today, guys.
Much needed rest alongside her horseshoe crab. She's a stingray. You can't stop her from doing anything. She was engulfed with shark bites, which could signal that she made it with a shark. That's awful. Why would they put her in an enclosure with those things? But they think it's likely, and I'm going to butcher this, parthenogenesis, a rare method of asexual reproduction where a female can produce an embryo without fertilizing an egg with sperm.
So she had an immaculate conception?
Yes, that's why Jeff said she was Jesus right. Or he was Jesus right.
Jesus ain't coming. I'm gonna go
I just wanted to hear that I heard that correctly.
Mm-hmm. Like the frogs. Yeah, life finds a way. Wrong park, but life finds a way. I'm picturing room octopuses with frankincense and myrrh. Oh, I'm going to hell.
It'd be great.
It's all good. Anywho,
yeah.
Pixar movies. I think we lost Sam.
No, I'm here. Okay. I just, my headphones are not hanging in well, so I'm doing what I can. Okay.
Okay, we're ready.
I don't know how to work my phone. Okay, so last week we went through a comprehensive list of Walt Disney animated films, and we excluded some of the subsections, which included Pixar. So this week we're going to go over Pixar films. So the very first Pixar film was released in November of 1995, and it is the ever-popular Toy Story. Ooh. That is a top-tier film in my house right now. We probably watch Toy Story once a day.
Really?
Seriously.
Awesome.
His room is Toy Story, so I started introducing him to it.
Yeah.
I'd probably say about his first birthday, and just recently he's really gotten into it. So
cool.
That's awesome.
We watched Toy Story quite a bit. I did not know that A Bug's Life was the second Pixar movie to ever be made.
Yeah, me neither. I haven't seen that one since the first. I've only ever seen that one.
It's actually really good. That one came out in November 25th of 1998, so 3 years after Toy Story. I remember when, was it DreamWorks? They came out with Ant. They had a similar storyline, like at the same time.
Yeah.
They did several, they had several movies like that. Pixar and DreamWorks had several movies that almost had identical plots and identical names. Yeah. But I can't remember what the other movies are. I mean, I'm sure it'll dawn on me as we go down those lists. But it was kind of weird. Like, it was almost like they had a double, somebody working as a double agent. The sequel to Toy Story was released in November 24th, 1999. They really like the month of November, probably because of Thanksgiving. But yeah, they're really Toy Story 2. And then following in 2001, Monsters, Inc. was released. God, that makes me feel so old, you guys. Like, so incredibly old.
That's another. Monsters is another top.
Monsters, Inc. is so good.
Ever.
You guys.
I like University better.
I know, I love Monsters University. I love the purple guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, you like Monsters University better than Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah. Huh.
Interesting.
Shelby, if you like Monsters University better, have you seen Party Central, the short? No. Oh, you got to go watch it. Promise me. Okay. It's like 5 minutes, and you will crack up. I mean, Pam and I were audibly, like, cracking up out loud to the point where Colton was mimicking us because we were laughing so hard about this stupid Monsters, Inc. short.
I'll watch it straight.
It's like 5 minutes long.
What's it called?
Party Central. It's basically the plot of it is the fraternity throws their first frat party, and Sully and Mike come back to help host it, and kind of chaos ensues.
Awesome.
The next Pixar film was released in 2003. And that was Finding Nemo. I feel like so far, everything on this list has been like a staple in my childhood.
Yes.
Finding Nemo is brutal, too.
Oh, yeah.
First 5 minutes.
That's the one where they're getting started getting in the beginning.
Awful.
Well, Finding Nemo is almost a horror film in a way because you have a murder in the beginning, then you have a man trying to raise his son on his own, then he's kidnapped.
There's a serial killer.
There's a serial killer. Like, so, I mean, I would almost rate it a horror film.
I'm talking about that's Darla, funny. Too. I'm not even talking about the freaking sharks or the fish. What's that fish? The fish with the thing at the end? Oh, what is it? Not on
the lantern fish, the guy?
It glows the thing to lure them in.
That's still brutal.
In 2004, The Incredibles was released.
That is one of my favorites. I'll rewatch
that.
Yeah,
The Incredibles
is a great movie.
It's really good. I feel like I've seen a lot of these recently just because Pixar is very boy to me. Like, it's very much geared towards boy moms. And, like, not that little girls can't enjoy these movies, but a lot of good boy type stuff.
Yeah.
In 2006, Cars was released.
There
another
we
great
are.
One.
Yeah.
And beautiful. Spectacularly
Cars
done.
Is so well done. And, you know, it's amazing how well Cars Land and California Adventure is done. Like, it lit at night, especially when everything's lit up. Mm-hmm. You feel like you are literally in the middle of Radiator Springs.
That's
it's
so
incredible.
Cool.
Yeah, John, you and Lisa really got to get out to California. Take a trip. 2007, Ratatouille was released. I feel like Ratatouille is really underrated. It's good.
Yeah.
It is really good. I'm glad it's got a ride.
Me too. Yeah. I think the ride's adorable.
Yeah.
In 2008... WALL-E was released. They're picking up speed a little bit more with their movies here.
I've rewatched WALL-E a couple of times. I like WALL-E.
It's good.
As it's I said prior excited. to us thing, I have not watched all of WALL-E.
What have you seen up to?
It.
I mean, I've seen most of it, I think. It's just, I think it's boring and I can't get into it.
It's definitely more of a, I call it a sick day movie. Like, you can kind of doze in and out of it. It's, yeah, I don't know that it's really like a super exciting movie, but I think it's also important, the lesson behind it, if we don't care for our planet, we're going to end up all the little people in the movie.
Although I kind of want to run around in one of the chairs that all the people in the spaceship have. I find it aspirational.
Yep. In 2009, one of the most painstaking movies is Up. That breaks my heart every time.
Oh, my God.
First 5 minutes.
Again.
Another first
That's
5 minutes of
Finding
the film.
That's worse than Finding Nemo. You thought Finding Nemo was bad, and then they brought Up out. And you're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see that in the theaters. We saw that at home. And I can remember sitting on the couch with Lisa at the beginning of that movie, and we both had to pause it because we were just bawling. Mm-hmm. You know, pause the movie so we could compose ourselves and start watching the damn thing. I still think the best part of that one is the dogs.
Can you guys hear me okay if I just use my phone, or is it too staticky?
That's better.
No,
that's good.
Okay. These headphones are not hanging in there, and I can't hear anything you guys are saying.
I like Up because it's brought the whole squirrel into our vocabulary. We use that all the time.
From there, we got our third Toy Story sequel in 2010. Toy Story 3, it was okay.
Wait, what? The third Toy Story?
Yeah.
Was that the one with the...
It's the end will just break your heart.
I know.
With Lotso?
Was okay.
Was that the one with Lotso?
Yeah, that's the one with Lotso.
Okay.
That's the one where the ending where, you know... He goes, so long, partner, to Andy, and like, I'm literally like bawling my eyes out. It was just on the other day on Disney Channel, and I was like, hold on, it's on, I'm going to cry every single time.
Okay. 2011 brought us Cars 2. I can't remember what the plot of Cars 2 is.
That was William's first movie in the movie theater.
That is my son's favorite movie ever.
And it's the worst Pixar.
He absolutely loves Cars 2. It's his favorite thing ever. Absolutely loves it.
2012 brought one of my favorite Disney Pixar movies, which is Brave. Love Brave.
Brave is great.
One of my favorites.
Her little brothers are spectacular.
Oh, they are.
I hope they make a live-action version of Brave. I'd be in on that.
See, I don't know if they should touch Pixar with live-action films, honestly. I just can't. I'd be pretty mad if they did that.
Brave wouldn't be a bad thing to bring to Broadway, though.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun one.
There's not much music in it, though. They'd have to...
Yeah, I guess there's not. But they could add something.
2013 brought another sequel, prequel, which is Monsters University.
I loved Monsters University.
It was...
I liked it, but I don't... I wouldn't say that it's better than Monsters, Inc.
I don't know. The little purple dude. I can't go back to jail! I love him.
2015 brought us Inside Out.
I just saw that last year. I'm sorry I waited so long. It was really good.
Take Riley to the Moon. That kills me. Okay, this next film I refuse to watch a second time because I absolutely cried my eyes out for like
never
an
seen
hour
it.
After I got done, which was 2015's The Good Dinosaur.
Really? I actually had to Google if I saw it or not.
Yeah, that's
then I read the plot,
list,
and I was like, oh,
it.
Yeah.
It pulled on my heartstrings so bad, I can't watch it ever.
Like, you know the comet's coming, though, right?
Yeah. But
you know how the dinosaurs end.
When he gives the baby to the humans, I, like, lost my shit.
See, I
watched it with
Hunt,
when Hunter was probably, like, when it right after it, like, came on DVD with Hunter. I remember watching with Hunter when he's probably, like...
So you're not even going to comment about the father dying?
Well, I forgot about that.
He kills his dad.
I just had the little boy being handed over to the humans, like, ingrained in my brain and how sad he was.
Do I have the right movie where the dad goes down the river?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kills him. Because he won't listen. Freaking, what the hell?
It's brutal. That's our movie.
2016 brought us the sequel to Finding Nemo, which was Finding Dory. I didn't care for Finding Dory. I thought it was just okay.
I saw it, but I wasn't like impressed.
Yeah. I think they could have done something completely different and would have been fine.
I liked Finding Dory.
2017 brought us what I believe is the most unnecessary sequel of all time, which was Cars 3. Can't even tell you what it's about.
I'm trying to remember.
Which one? The one of them, they're in Europe and they're spies. And Sacha Baron Cohen's the race car. Okay.
That's the second one. That's one John likes.
That's the second one? All right. That's a good one.
Yeah,
2018 brought us a non-sequel, which was Coco.
Oh, love it. Coco's amazing.
Love Coco.
Also, another film that you could bawl your eyes out at the end.
Exactly. Yeah, it was great. Have you guys seen the live in the Hollywood Bowl music of Coco thing they got on Disney Plus?
I have not. Uh-uh.
That's worth a watch. It is so good. Really, really good.
And then in 2018, Incredibles 2 came out. That Incredibles 2 was pretty good.
I liked Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
Also, the short about Jack, babysitting Jack or whatever.
Yeah.
Was super good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is literally my life in a nutshell right now. Jack. My child had to hold my hand for 20 minutes tonight because he's been doing this thing where he acts like he wants to rock in his chair, but he wants to slither down like a snake and try to like be sneaky and act like he's, you know, obviously I know he's not being sneaky, trying to get out of my arm so he can go take a run for it. And I wouldn't let him do that tonight. So he threw his passy in my face and said, no. No. So I made him cry it out. And so I went in there because I felt bad. He was still awake at 7:45. So I went in there and he wouldn't let me hold him. He would just let me hold his hand.
Aww.
He's literally Jack. Like he cries and he screams and then he laughs and all of the emotions within like 5 minutes.
My kid has turned into the Hulk this weekend, so it's okay.
Well, that's fun.
Which one?
Damn gamma rays.
Nathaniel. Nathaniel.
The secret is he's always angry.
You're not wrong. He gets very hangry. It's quite hilarious.
Oh, geez. Awesome.
The Toy Story franchise is just a gift that keeps on giving, and in 2019, Toy Story 4 came out again.
That was when he went to the sideshow.
It's where
carnival thing, right?
Yeah. Bo Peep, several towns away at a thrift store.
Yeah.
you know, I'm like, oh, okay. In 2020, this is, there's 2020, March 6th, so right before the world burnt down, Onward came out. I have not seen Onward.
Oh, my God. It's another.
I think it's one of the most underrated movies they've put out.
Yes.
Onward is so, so good.
So good.
It I is really good.
When I
good.
Saw the trailer, I was worried that it would make my death anxiety hurt, and so I didn't watch it. But if you guys think that it would be okay.
It would be.
My list.
It's so good.
It would be.
Definitely watch it.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you watch Soul?
Yes.
I didn't, and I didn't specifically watch that one because I knew that one would make my death anxiety hurt really bad. So in 2020, December 25th of 2020, Soul came out. Yeah, I knew the minute I watched the trailer that I couldn't do it. And Megan and the kids watched it, and Megan was like, yeah, you can't watch that movie. Like, that's not for you. And I was like, okay. So, in 2021, we got Luca.
Also an underrated film, I feel.
I've seen a few snippets of Luca, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
I like Luca a lot more than I thought I would. I loved Luca. I'm a sucker for sea monsters anyway.
In 2022, we got Turning Red, which I just watched, and I cracked up out loud at multiple points during that movie.
See, I haven't seen any of these last three.
Oh, yeah. Turning Red's really good.
Which was the last one I saw.
Especially, I think it's because, like, I'm a girl, so I remember some of these moments that she's having and, like, the secondhand embarrassment that I had for her. Like, but there was one moment where they're, like, running down the street and they see her, like, imaginary crush at the convenience store, and I just, like, cracked up laughing. It was the best. In 2022 brought us the prequel to Toy Story, which was Lightyear. I haven't
seen that yet.
I enjoyed it, but people hate it.
Yeah, I feel it's polarizing. It was okay.
I think people don't understand the concept.
Correct.
Yeah, like people don't understand that this is the real person this is the story that the actual Buzz Lightyear is based off of. Like, but he's an actor. Figure of somebody.
Like, if they'd made a movie about the evil Knievel motorcycle guy that you wound up and shot across the living room, and then later they made a movie that actually had the real evil Knievel in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then in June of last year, Elemental came out. I have not sat to watch this, but it's been on.
Phenomenal.
I'm going to watch
it. Everybody says it's good. I haven't gotten a chance to see it yet.
It had little to no marketing. Like, I didn't even know that a new Pixar movie was out.
Isaiah loves, that's Isaiah, that was Isaiah and Nathaniel's first film in theaters. They went to see.
Oh.
And it's.
And then, go ahead, John.
I was going to say, and it's phenomenal. It's good. It's a good one.
I'll have to turn it on again. And in the future, Inside Out 2 is releasing this year on June 14th. And then on June 13th of 2025, Elio is projected to release.
What's Elio?
It says it's an upcoming American animated science fiction adventure film.
Science fiction.
11-year-old boy named Elio Solis, who accidentally becomes the intergalactic ambassador of planet Earth after being beamed up to the communiverse by aliens for making contact. Elio must form new bonds with eccentric alien life forms and survive a series of formidable trials.
This is my childhood.
You were abducted by aliens in your childhood?
No, but I always said that I was an alien.
Don't say that now. You're sent to Mexico.
Not that kind of alien.
You wake up in Tijuana.
Oh, God. So here's some other information I see about Pixar. In February 2023, Disney CEO Bob Iger announced that a fifth Toy Story film was in development. And in 2024, so just recently, he stated the film was aiming for a 2026 release. Originally, I'm going to butcher some of these names. Enrico Casarosa, Daniel Chong, Apton Corbin, Brian Fee, Kristen Lester, Dan Scanlon, Domney, She, and Rosanna Sullivan have been working on their respective untitled feature films, all of which will be based on original ideas. And then in November of 2023, creative director of the Cars franchise, Jay Ward, said he was working on multiple projects for the franchise, including a potential Cars 4. And here is some just quick interesting facts. Here's some of the canceled projects that they had to abandon. There was
That's what I was just looking at.
Monkey, which was when Pixar was still part of Lucasfilm in 1985. They were still working on it in 1986 when they spun off into a new company, but in the end realized that they had to abandon it because of technical limitations. In 1995, there was a script for a film titled The Yellow Car. In 1998, the film was scrapped in favor of Toy Story 2's 1999 release. The Yellow Car would have eventually be reworked into Cars in 2001 and then released in 2006.
Oh, wow.
1906, it was a collaboration with Disney and Warner Brothers on a live-action film adaptation of Jane DeSalandro's novel 1906, with Brad Bird announced as director. It would have marked Pixar's first involvement with a live-action production and their first collaboration with a major production company other than Disney. Disney and Pixar left the project due to script problems and an estimated budget of $200 million, and it is in limbo at Warner Brothers. However, in 2018, Bird mentioned the possibility of adapting the novel into a TV series and the earthquake sequence as a live-action feature film.
I say, like a giant earthquake Pixar movie is a little weird.
Mm-hmm. It said there was a Pixar film titled New, which was to be directed by Gary Rydstrom and was announced in April of 2008, with Pixar planning it to release in 2012, which was later delayed to 2011, which was later delayed to 2012, and it had finally been canceled by early 2010. John Lasseter noted the film's proposed plotline was similar to another film, which was Blue Sky Studios' Rio, which was released in 2011. In the March 2014 interview, Pixar president Edward Catmull stated that Newt was an idea that was not working in pre-production. In 2010, there was something called Shade Makers, and it was canceled in August of 2012 due to creative differences. The Graveyard Book in 2012, Walt Disney Pictures acquired the rights and hired Henry Selick, the director of The Nightmare Before Christmas and the film adaptation of Coraline, to direct The Graveyard Book. The film was moved to Pixar as a stop-motion production, which would have been the company's first adapted work. After the studio and Selick parted ways over scheduling and development, it was announced in 2013 that Ron Howard would direct the film. In July 2022, it was announced that Mark Foster will direct the adaptation with the screenplay under Walt Disney Studios. So it's still
That's cool, because the Graveyard Book is a retelling of the Jungle Book.
Oh.
It is. It's a retelling of the Jungle Book, only instead of being raised by animals, the orphan kid is raised by ghosts in a graveyard, by dead people. They have a whole society under the graveyard, and he goes into the real world and gets into trouble. It's a spectacular book. It would make a great Disney movie, because it's already like based on the idea of the Jungle Book.
There was something called the Circle 7 animation project. It says the now defunct Circle 7 animation was open. There were plans for sequels to Finding Nemo, for which Pixar made their own sequel, Finding Dory, and Monsters, Inc., which Pixar made a prequel, Monsters University, as well as a different version of Toy Story 3. Pixar's later sequels had no basis in Circle 7's projects and were completely separated. Interesting. Yeah. So there's just some of the things, and there's some like related productions. I thought that, not Ralph Breaks the Internet. Isn't Wreck-It Ralph, isn't that a Pixar film?
No, it's Disney.
Did we go over that last week? Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think, you know, Disney and Pixar are some of my favorites, for sure.
Yeah, they made some really good stories.
And I like that they're committed to doing original storylines, too. They've got five projects coming up that are original, not, you know,
or sequels or adaptions or something else.
Remakes of things they've already done. It's kind of nice. But
Incredibles 2. I just looked at the box office money they've made. Incredibles 2 is the highest grossing movie they've done.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That surprises me. I would have thought it would be one of the Toy Story movies.
The first one, Toy Story 3, was the first to hit over a billion. And then it was Finding Dory, and then Incredibles 2, and then Toy Story 4. They're the only ones that have done over a billion. Ooh, that hurts.
What?
Turning Red cost $175 million to make and grossed 20.
Really gross.
It lost more money than it cost to make, Soul.
Yeah, but it, you have to remember
it that also, they just put it out in theaters, so it might, yeah, that might change.
It was only in theaters overseas.
Well, yeah. It was just recently in theaters, Turning Red.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, they're just putting it. This doesn't have back US, in theaters.
This doesn't have U.S. theater dollars.
This year.
For Luca or Turning Red.
Luca, Turning Red, and I think Soul.
Soul didn't make back what it cost to make either. Near did Onward.
It's because Onward was only in...
Lightyear made more than it cost to make, and Elemental did pretty well.
Yeah, all those 2020, 2021s are hard because...
Yeah, it was awful time.
Theaters, and people weren't as willing to go to theaters at that time, you know?
Yeah.
I remember going to our local theater in 2020 and seeing Hocus Pocus because there was no new releases, and they had 50-cent tickets to Hocus Pocus, and they basically were just trying to... sessions to keep the business afloat. So they were doing 50-cent tickets, and there was a $5 processing fee online. And every single showing of Hocus Pocus was sold out because I think everybody was just so excited
to go see something
that they didn't care. So,
that's cool. Now I got to watch The Good Dinosaur. That's the only one I haven't. Well, I got to see The Good Dinosaur, Turning Red, Lightyear, and Elemental.
Yeah, Elemental
to my list.
Is Elemental the one with the star in the swinging cage?
No, that's Wish.
Oh, that's
Wish. Wait, no, the star in the swinging cage, that's Mario.
Oh, the one that sings about death?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's Super Mario.
Watch that too. That's great.
Super Mario.
Okay. Yeah. Well, are there any other subsections of, you know...
We have to do. We have to whittle live action down some, but we got to do. We have to do live action Disney by decades or something. Yeah, there's a ton of them.
Flip that up into, you know, do
split
a,
that one up,
that, and then maybe, you know, do a couple of other topics, then go back to it because I think back to back episodes people get bored of that.
Yeah, yeah, we have to sort that one out.
That'll so let's do time. Power and Garden next week.
Yeah,
and I might be out of time. On the third Sunday of March, we might be going to Disneyland for a couple of days.
All right.
So we are waiting. Cross your fingers for us. Megan has a... So I don't know if I ever told you this, you guys this, but she was in two back-to-back car accidents within 2 weeks of each other.
Oh. That was gracious. Holy crap.
But she was coming home one day on the major highway, and she was rear-ended going 45 miles an hour, but she was moving and the other car was moving, so it wasn't super severe. I mean, it was enough.
So they just rammed her from behind?
Yeah, like they were trying to merge and didn't realize how close they were to Megan, and they rear-ended her.
Holy crap.
So she had literally just gotten her van back and from the dealership getting the damage fixed, and she had gotten whiplash in that. That wreck, and they were at a stoplight, and John Eric looked in their rearview mirror and said, "I don't think they're gonna stop." And a pickup truck hit them going 55 miles an hour while they were at a stop. So she got like a vertebrae injury, and it like is pinching a nerve in her neck that's causing a chronic migraine. So basically, she has a migraine like 24 hours a day. She never gets relief from it. So they've done a couple of different treatments, and right now what they're doing is a nerve blocker so they can do a nerve ablation in her neck. So basically they go in and sear this nerve so that way it no longer works, because right now the nerve is just like can't heal, so it's just like rapid firing pain signals is what's going on. So anyway, she has to have these timed treatments, and they scheduled her for March 18th, which is when we were supposed to be gone. So she has to talk to the nurse tomorrow to see if they can move it. If they can't move it, then we can't go. But if they can move it by a couple of days, then we will be able to go. So I'm on pins and needles. I really want to take Colt to see Mickey.
Yeah.
So we'll see. LA is one of those things I don't feel comfortable taking Colt by myself because there's no, like, there's shuttle services out there, but, like, nobody provides a car seat. There's no mirrors type van or, you know, like, shuttle bus like Disney World has. So I don't know that I could do it by myself. So we'll see what happens. But we canceled our November trip, and so this would be in place of it. So, yeah. All right. Well, I'll lead us out.
All right. That all sounds good.
Well, that's all that we have for this week, folks. As always, follow us on SoundCloud and iTunes.
SoundCloud.
And feel free to let us know what your favorite Pixar film is, and we'll see you real soon. Yay.
Yay.
Mouse Life's theme music provided by Shadows of Life.